Ever come across a hero in, comics or whatever that just completely flips the script on what a hero is supposed to be?
You mean like beyond the typical tropes?
Exactly. And today's deep dive, we're looking at Lucid. And honestly, even if you're not into comic books or whatever, this one's fascinating. We're talking about a character that really makes you question, like, what actually makes someone or something extraordinary?
Right. And the source material we have actually dives deep into that. It's not just a fight, a good versus evil kind of thing.
So let's lay the groundwork here. We're dealing with a world pretty classic, actually, locked in this struggle between light and darkness. But here's where it gets interesting, right? We've got Lucid, our hero, but then there's Vivid, his counterpart, who descends from, get this, the night.
See, that's the hook for me. That duality, it's everywhere in storytelling. But Vivid coming from the night, that adds layers. It's not a clear-cut good versus evil situation anymore.
Definitely not. It makes you wonder, like, what shades of gray are we really dealing with here? But okay, you got to hear about this entrance. Lucid doesn't just show up, he descends from the sky.
Oh, I love a good entrance. So it's like a superhero landing.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Imagine a being, right, who's basically made of the sky itself. He's not just from the sky, he is the sky, just appearing. It's got to be an incredible visual.
Wow. Talk about setting the stage. It reminds me of those old myths, like ancient beliefs, where gods and these insanely powerful beings lived in the heavens. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting here.
And you're totally right. It's like he carries that weight with him. But here's where it gets even wilder, right? His sky eyes, that natural armor he's got, they're not a costume, not some tech he's wearing.
Hold on. So it's like,
It's part of him, like
yeah.
literally part of his being, like our skin.
That changes things. It's like saying his very essence is the sky. It kind of reframes how we see power, right? It's not something you put on, it just is.
No kidding. And get this. The guy shoots lightning, but it's not like a weapon or anything. It's more like an extension of himself.
Which, well, it makes sense if you think about it. He is the sky. He's the storm. He is the lightning. It's not even a power, really. It just
That's well
is.
Jesus.
What are the implications of something like that, to have that much power just flowing through you?
It's mind-blowing. And I love this little detail they threw in he wears, like actual tailored clothing that's designed to complement the natural armor.
Okay, so he's stylish on top of everything else. That's kind
Right. Like he's not just all raw power. He cares about looking good too.
of.
But I think it speaks to a certain confidence,
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm literally made of the sky and I'm gonna rock this look.
It all comes back to that idea. He isn't just a hero, he's the embodiment of the sky. His looks, powers, everything about him is connected to that one thing.
Totally. But where does that leave him in this world of light and darkness, And what about Vivid? If Lucid's all this sky, this light, and Vivid comes from the night. Does that automatically make him the villain?
Good point. Or is it more complex than that? Maybe their conflict isn't just good versus evil, but something else entirely.
Exactly. Something for everyone listening to ponder. What happens when these two forces collide? What does that tell us about the world they live in? And what does it say about the true nature of power itself?